All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's a Thursday on The Usual Suspects. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel, president accounted for. Looking to have some fun for the next 3 hours, so hopefully you'll run with us. Go whichever direction we take you.
Yeah, that's yet to be determined.
What's up, fellas?
What up? What up? What's going on?
This and that, here and there. You know, just kicking it through.
Can we start the show on a down note?
Uh-oh.
No.
That's not a very good idea.
I saw Joel shirtless. My day is run.
You did not see me shirtless. That's nice.
He does change shirts in
Fred's office.
And he was walking down the hall with his shirt unbuttoned. It
not
looked like
completely.
Someone washed Barry Warner in hot water and then dried him and just shrunk him down.
Like father, like son.
Oh, see?
Yes!
That's not nice.
Forget about it.
And
there will be no better roast today than that.
He set me up.
And somewhere
in the
city, I don't want
to start the show off like
there's
this.
A bearded man going, yes, yes. Joel, they finally get me. Joel, yes.
I told you I sat next to him at the Astros game, right?
I think so.
You're going to break those. Opening day. I sat next to B-Dub, and we talked for a very long time.
And I was just going to say, did you see any of the game?
He shared his memoirs with me.
Which he's writing.
Which he is in the middle. He emailed them to me, was like, read that. I was like, well, maybe when I'm pooping. I don't, like, right now is a bad time. I'll pull him up on the phone. And then we talked about you. Mm. We talked about Nicholas Sciarra.
Mm.
We had a grand old time. And he said, since he's been out of radio, he has not listened to radio a single second.
That's a lie.
I don't believe that, sir.
You don't think
I don't
he's...
either.
Well, why would he, though? Why would he check in?
One, because he's a legendary Hall of Fame broadcaster.
Okay.
Two, because he spends a majority of his day in the car on sales calls. And you know when the Muzak...
Maybe
easy
he's listening to
channel.
Podcast.
How about his
seriously?
Love for radio? I mean, a podcast.
Wait, yeah, he'd have to figure out with directions. He'd be calling. He'd probably call you, Barry. How do I get this so that I get that cast pod on my car? Help me. Is there a cord?
No, I think you're underestimating Barry's ability to use technology.
Seriously? Because Nick...
It only took him 45 minutes to email me at the game.
Nick can verify that when we played that massive trick on him at the Astros playoff game,
yeah.
If you want to tell me he's technologically sound enough to be able to listen to a podcast, I'm going to tell you that I told him that remotely, because I walked by and put something on his computer, that I could change, alter, and mess with his computer and see everything on his screen until I take it off, and he believed it. He did everything I said when I told him.
Who's worse at technology, though? You or him?
Oh, him. Easy.
Is that true, Nick? You know both of them pretty well.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Joel is, without a doubt, way more savvy than Barry.
Yeah.
Really?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. This is a man that I said, okay, Barry, I'll tell you what. I'm sitting right behind him. I'm looking at his computer
screen. I remember
screen,
this.
And he doesn't know I'm there. And I said, okay, Barry, the only way you can take this off without me coming back from the press room where I told him I was to get to him was you have to take your pointer finger on your left hand and go counterclockwise on the mouse pad three times over. He took Adam Spillane next to him, and he goes, Adam, read this. Did I do that three times when I went around counterclockwise? And we were sitting there behind him.
Why are you picking on an old man like that?
Because he got a seat for Asian Southwest Media for a baseball playoff
game. That's what he was there for the home opener as.
Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah. And right next to the ESPN seat. I was like, well, that didn't work out.
Well, another thing that really threw a big, big hurdle in his laptop technology is he for a brief time, went from PC to Mac.
Oh, jeez. Forget it. How long did it take you to transition?
And then he went back to PC, and it was just...
I know Fred struggled with it for a while, too.
What?
Going from PC to Mac. Yeah,
I thought I was going to when I went from my Dell to my Mac. And it really... Lisa bought me the Mac for, like, Christmas or something like that. And literally, as much as I regretted just the whole idea of changing over and everything, it was really pretty seamless.
They do a pretty good job of making it easy for you.
Not to be, this is not a shot at Mac is simple, Joel, but it's supposed to be, it was initially targeted for older people.
It's
simplified. Supposed to be easier for older people.
It's known far and wide that smart people have Android phones.
Yes, they do.
And old people have Apple.
Yes, they do.
Okay.
I got to verify. I am thinking about getting an Android, only because I think you can get, if you have Amazon Prime, you have like either Google Play or Prime Music that comes with it or something.
Oh, really? No, it's Prime Music. I don't think you get, you have to pay for Google Play.
So you get Prime Music with your Prime mm-hmm. membership?
Mm-hmm.
Is it that good?
I've never used it because I use Google Play. I pay like the $10.99 a month for Google Play, so I have no idea.
So Android really does suck.
Why?
You don't even use the Amazon Music.
I could, but I just choose not to. All my playlists, I've been using Google Play for years now, and Google Music. Why would I switch?
No, I'm just looking for a reason to say Android sucks.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because you know you're outnumbered.
Yeah.
That's basically the premise behind all of it.
You got old,
I forgot. Joel's an Android.
Yeah. That's why
you think I agreed with him that quickly?
You got an old person's phone, bro. Like, you got an old man's phone. You and Barry Warner.
I'm not going to lie. That's how I got my parents to, like, because they were like, before they got off their flip finally.
Yeah.
They're like freaking out about how they could use a smartphone. And they're like, should we get an Android or should we get an iPhone? So I got them both iPads for about 6 months. And it was like the most seamless transition for them to start using iPhones.
That was smart.
You know what was funny? When my parents were both alive and they had flip phones, the funniest thing about it was I'd be like calling them, especially because I was out of town. You know, I was living in another city. And I'm like, what? You guys have cell phones. I got you the cell phones. Why are you not answering them when I call you? Because when I call at home, they refuse to have call waiting. So it was busy. I'm like, so I want one of you to pick up your cell phone.
Are they cheap or just like, I'm not? That's,
you know, they both said the same thing. Well, to save the battery, I don't turn it on until I'm going to use it.
Like, well, no, I'm saying,
you gotta be like, kidding
if
me.
You don't have call waiting, is that just because they were frugal?
Yeah, but I think that it would confuse them to have to hit, because they still had, they didn't really have a whole lot in the house. They still had the corded phones.
Oh,
so,
wow.
You know, you'd have to go and hit the click thing on the, when you hung up the phone. I'm like, yeah, that's not going to work well.
Wow.
So, but the fact that they only turned on their cell phones when they were going to use them. So you couldn't reach them at any time. But if they had to make a call, dang it, they had enough battery life.
Did you all remember paying for caller ID?
Yeah.
You probably
My parents did. Yeah. I didn't. Yeah.
I remember when caller ID was.
I think it was $3 or $2 a month.
Yeah.
In addition to whatever your phone line fee was.
And then you got like two Star 69s free. And
we were very proud of that at the house.
What?
Yeah, and then the caller ID.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Caller ID. Call waiting was even like when got call waiting, it was like, watch out.
Well, remember when you had to pay for long distance?
Who's rich now?
Oh, for sure.
Poor people with the busy signal.
Remember you had to pay for long distance?
Yeah. And they would dog the MCI commercials. Were a big deal.
Oh, my God. MCI. Totally forgot about that.
Remember how they would make you cry? They would be really sad, like, I haven't called Mom. They would be touching. And, AT&T, MCI, all those long-distance commercials. And at least, I remember even, like, you could get a calling card for long distance, mm-hmm. and it would save you money.
Yep.
So, apparently.
Did not see that. I do remember caller ID, because we'd always have that same, well, for a while, we had this little white
box.
Cube box.
Yep.
That had two buttons on it to where you can kind of scroll through the numbers that had
I remember that. Yep.
That's the one, like, from the mid-90s is probably the proper era.
This is going to make me sound old. You should know this. Mm-hmm. I don't expect Nicholas to know this. Do you remember calling time and temperature?
Oh, my mom did it every morning. My mom
you don't
did
remember
it every
that,
morning.
Do you?
No. I'd be up getting ready for school, and my mom would be on the phone going, honey, it says that it about lunchtime today, it might rain.
This is how antiquated our life used to be. Instead of, like, just getting up and checking your phone,
Yep.
You would call a number and they would give you what time it was and the forecast for the day or the temperature. It'd be like, it's 4:53 and 79 degrees. It's going to 20% chance of rain. Like, they would give you info.
And that was just a quicker way as opposed to like waiting for the news on the TV, I guess.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because if you missed that, I mean, sometimes they didn't have morning news at one point. It was just the evening news. Oh, so you would either, you had the paper, and if you didn't have the paper, you called time and temperature.
And you called and you got, your telephone company brings you the correct time. Good morning. It's 8:15 and 23 seconds. Beep. And then you could wait, and it could keep going. And then there was another number where they would give you this recorded forecast for the day, the night, the 3-day, and the 5-day.
Yeah. You think y'all have it bad now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you know, the replacement for trying to charge people for caller ID that they always try and get me on with our bill is, do you want to pay to get audio voicemail?
Oh, yeah.
Or text voicemail. So essentially someone leaves you a voicemail and you're driving or whatever, and it'll text the entire conversation. So you can just hit the, you don't have to listen to the message. You can just read it.
No, I don't need it.
And they want a couple bucks a month for that. I was like, no, I'm good.
Steven said, my grandma still doesn't turn her cell on unless she's going to make a call.
See?
Why are old people so worried about their battery? My grandma used to, she would never call it a battery. She would call it a battery. You're going to run my battery now.
You know why?
Roll your window up. And then, but you're going to, we're going to Walmart. She would put a K.
She would
call it Walmart and then Winder. And then she would say.
It's definitely Whataburger, right?
She would, Whataburger and
that's what my
battery.
Mom used to call it.
Oh, yeah. My grandmother had her own language, her own dialect.
My grandma did too. Winnie the Poop. She didn't care.
She would call it Winnie the Poop.
Yep. And we laughed as her grandkid. We laughed like crazy. She didn't care. You want me to read a little Winnie the Pooh to you?
That is hilarious. Yeah.
And how about the fact we talk about battery? I think this is why they were so cautious about their cell phone battery. My mom had a battery checker.
Like, oh, really?
For any battery, you just put you set it on this stand, and then there was like a wand thing, a metal wand that you touch the top part of it with, and then there was a reader like on your car battery checker.
And it would tell you.
And it would tell you the battery's still good or bad. And we had like 800 batteries in the junk drawer, and she was just, that was her thing, to test all the batteries. So I'm sure she was worried about
it. Just lick it. It's still good.
No, I'm not doing all that. You, Mr. Hygiene. Licking batteries.
Never did that in my life. The 9-volt. You never did that with a 9-volt?
You just did it again. It sounded like.
You never did that with a 9-volt where you touch both to your tongue?
Yeah.
Get you a little, have you ever done that, Nick? I'm going to get you a 9-volt. You gotta,
I did. I've done that before.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Never mind then.
As a dumb child, I did.
What are you saying?
A lot of things haven't changed, brother.
Yeah, some things.
All right. Hey, we're just getting started. The show is just kicking off, so that means there's plenty of time and room for you to be a part of it. HR&P listener line, if you want to be a suspect, 713-780-3776. Call that number, text that number, or hit us on Twitter, where it's at Barry is Funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, and at The Producer Nick. We are the usual suspects. This is ESPN 97.5.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting InnovationMap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Rolling through the start of the show, it's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. We are organized, we are crisp, clear, concise, and we are here for you. On the suspects.
No one knows what that means.
It means that we do our job and we take it seriously and we are aiming to please the listener.
That's, yes.
Tomorrow's an FEF Friday, Barry.
All right.
So guess what?
What?
You need a comedian.
I know. It's probably right.
I'll remind you tomorrow morning.
12:55. I'll think of one.
So at Nick at 1:05, you will be loading audio clips.
Scrambling. Yep. I think I did Sarah Telemesh before, but she was just on, what the hell is it? She was just on late night TV. I forget which one it was. I might run some clips of her again, just as a congratulations.
Okay. We don't need the preview. We just need you to pick it.
Okay, jerk face. I was just talking. Saying. I don't know if you know this, but it's a 3-hour show, and words matter on this show. Okay. So.
All right. I can say this honestly. I don't know if you guys peeped it at all last night, but I was pretty proud of my hometown last night. That was a pretty cool scene for the Bucks and the Raptors last night. If you saw it.
The watch party?
That whole new plaza is part of the Fiserv Forum, and that building is, I forget, it's called, it's not like the Deer Stand or something like that, but it's this whole outdoor patio, like bar, and it's kind of like, you know, the one the Raptors have up, but like more modern. It's pretty badass. There's a brew pub with an indoor-outdoor feel to it. But, man, the fact that Shaq was actually, he was contemplating after the show doing the dive and seeing if the crowd could help him. Charles was like, Shaq, you're going to kill somebody. You're going to land right on and flatten them. You can't do that. And someone took the picture from Space Jam when they got steamrolled, the cartoon character that was like squished to the floor, and they retweeted that. I was like, yeah, but that was, I was proud to say that. It's been a long time, but the people of the mill did me proud last night.
Okay.
Yeah, it was good to see that the passion of the fans again. Because I grew up with that, but that's when the last time they were good. That's the crazy thing. When I was growing up and going to Bucks games with my dad and my uncle, they were actually really good, and they haven't been good since, with the exception of 1 year when they had Ray Allen, Sam Cassell, and Glenn Robinson.
I was
going to
say, what about the year that they had their big three?
Yeah, that was, I think it was like 2000, and I looked it up for Charlie one day, but it's been like almost more than 15, almost 20 years,
mm-hmm.
and they were the last time they were in the finals, they were in the Western Conference. Okay. That's how long that's been. Last time they were in a conference final was against the Sixers, and they lost a tight game to Iverson and the Sixers the year they played the Lakers, so it was like 2003.
It was back when Milwaukee was an American League team.
That's right, in baseball. Yeah.
Did you watch? I'm assuming you watched the game.
In your
Bucks green and gold, green and cream.
No, it's
what is it?
They got all the, like the Texans. They got the names for the colors too.
Oh, what are they? I bet they're dorky.
Yeah, it's like Brew City cream, and they have the blue, and of course it has to be like the forest
green. Fat girl green.
I don't. It's probably right. And but they did do me proud by that, fellas. I thought of you guys when every time what? They showed a crowd shot last night. Some ass clown was wearing a Bucks jersey with a Brewers hat with Packers pants. And I was like, you know what? They're not interchangeable. Their colors don't match. Don't do it.
Yeah.
But they do it. They do it every single time. The cool thing for me watching the game was, and Nick, you know this, is one of my dear friends is the PR guy for the Bucks. So I can see him sitting at the table. So I'll text him and be like, would you stop hitting on the chick next to you when the game's going on? He's like, you're not supposed to see that. I go, the whole world can see it. And then Tim Frank, the NBA PR guy, used to be our PR guy with the Rockets, was next to him. So I was just texting with them the whole game while the game was going on. So it was a lot of fun.
That's nice.
Yeah. But I thought they were beat. For three quarters, I thought they were done.
You know, I was thinking that. What I was thinking was, boy, if Toronto gets 30 out of Lowry and then 31 from Kawhi Leonard and still lose, they're in trouble. Because don't expect 30 out of Lowry every.
No, 7 of 9 from 3, and some of them were from like
10 of 15 mid-court. From the field. Like, that ain't going to happen again. Now, I mean, they didn't get much from a couple of their starters in Green and Gasol, but still, Lowry has notoriously been bad
in the playoffs
and opening games and whatnot, and you got 30 out of him and weren't able to capitalize on it. And I'm with you, man. For three quarters, it looked like Toronto was going to go on the road and steal one, and then Milwaukee's defense buckled down in the fourth quarter, kept Toronto to 17 points in the fourth. Toronto shot terribly from 3-point range in the fourth quarter too, though. Like I think they made 3 of their 10 threes in the fourth quarter.
You guys want a stat that'll sum that all up for you?
Three of 11 in the fourth quarter.
Guess how many made field goals anyone not named Kyle Lowry had in the fourth quarter for the Raptors?
How many?
0.
Yeah.
They were 0-15. Lowry had all the made field goals in the fourth quarter.
Yeesh.
That can't happen with Kawhi Leonard on that squad. Now look, Siakam, as good as he has been, he nutted up pretty tight in game 7 against the Sixers.
Yep.
Early on in this game, he came out to play. He had the big dunk over Lopez. He looked like he was fired up, and then he disappeared again. But, I mean, there's so many different ways to look at this game. Because are you saying to Toronto, hey, that was your best shot to get a game on the road, and now, and like you said, and getting from Lowry, are you done? or saying, hey, short turnaround time. We just got done out of a game seven, lost at the buzzer on Sunday. On a 2 days later, we're in the middle of this game. It was a close game. We were winning for three quarters, and we can do better, so we can be in this series.
I think you look at it and you say, all right, well, we can hang with the Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
But man, I tell you, part of the problem is the Bucks are athletic and they're long.
They really are.
They're a tall
and
athletic team, and they're deep. Yeah, it's going to be a challenge. And I've heard some people saying that the Bucks might win the whole thing. And I tell you, watching last night and seeing how deep this team is and what they can do athletically, and the fact that, I mean, guys like, man, when you have Lopez out there knocking down threes,
29 points fair. From Lopez. He made 4 of 11
yeah.
from 3-point range. But the only reason why I disagree with you on if they can win at all is offensively, and especially in those first three quarters, it was so hard to watch that team. When you look at their 3-point shooting, which the only team that shot more threes over the course of the season than the Bucks is the Rockets.
Right.
And when you look at what the threes they were taking last night, I can't tell you there was at least a half dozen to a dozen that missed the rim completely and hit the backboard on the other side. Bledsoe did it a couple times. Lopez did it a couple times. Ilyasova, and I'm going, you got to be better than that. Their offense, when the Greek Freak is not getting it done and he's not a big focal point, it's sloppy.
Yeah, but they're not going to shoot 25% from three-point range.
But what I'm saying
is, they're a 35-ish percent.
Right, but what I'm saying, team. I'm saying that
so for they're going to shoot 10% better.
But I'm saying for them to win the title, because I'm saying against Golden State, you got guys that are going to make shots like that on the other side, unlike Toronto, who was equally as bad from three.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, it's going to be interesting because we're making an assumption that it's Bucks Warriors in the finals. But yeah, it's going to be interesting to see do the Warriors try to go small and stay small, even if they get Durant back. And I know Durant will play, obviously, but that's going to be interesting too, because, man, you look at the Bucks and you're like, damn, even that's just a big team.
Yeah.
All the way around. I mean, Bledsoe's not a big guy, but that's about
strong,
it.
Strong.
Yeah. It's going to, they athletically, they're a challenge for anybody. It's not going to be easy to do. I don't know. It was a good game one, though. I enjoyed it. I'm sure you did too. So.
I really did. Yep.
Hey, guys, I know something you'll enjoy. Get Upside, because if you like cash, you like getting that cash back in your pocket, you are definitely going to enjoy this app. It's completely free. Go download it right now. Put it on your smartphone there. And since it's a smartphone, you be smart and get that cash back with Get Upside. Put in my promo code, Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. It's just my name. But that's going to get you extra cash back on your first fill up through the app. And you guys have heard me talking about Get Upside now for months. Man, I love this app. You're going to love the app. And it's not just me. It's not just Nick and my wife and AJ and tons of the listeners, Clarence, and all the guys that are sending me screenshots of the money they get back. It was featured on ABC 13. This is already being used in other cities, and now they're in Houston. And take advantage of it, man. Do not leave money at the pump. Do not leave money at the table. Here's how easy it is to use. I'm filling up after the show, and this is what I do. Like, when I leave, I got to go get gas. So I open the Get Upside app, which I'm doing right now. I click on gas, and it shows me all of the gas stations in the area where I can get cash back when I go fill up at the pump. And you just click on it. You say, yeah, I want to get that 14 cents a gallon back right there. I claim the offer. I pay with my debit card. I upload my receipt. It's so easy, man. If you're not using it, you're literally leaving money at the pump or leaving money at the table. And take advantage of it. Get your friends on it. You're going to get extra cash. Somebody just sent me an email where they were notified that their friends are using it and they're getting extra cash back in their account. Dude, it's crazy if you're not using GetUpside, because you are literally leaving money at the pump and the table. So download it. Put in my promo code Barry. Start getting that cash back. Thank me later.
ESPN 975. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, half hour in, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Want to remind you that if you guys are looking for a day to play hooky, get out and play some golf and enjoy hanging out with all of your personalities from ESPN 97.5. Well, I've got an idea for you because ESPN 97.5 is going to have the Occasional Invitational presented by Twin Peaks, benefiting ProVision, which is Jeff Van Gundy's charity. Fantastic organization. You need to check that out. This year's tournament is going to take place Wednesday, June the 5th, 11:30 a.m. at Wildcat Golf Club. Each golfer is going to get beverages from our beer provider, St. Arnold Brewing Company, lunch from Texadelphia, dinner from Fajita Pete's, a custom ESPN 975 Gust Buster umbrella, which is, by the way, the number one umbrella for all professional golf tours. So if you're a golfer and you want the best technological umbrella for your bag, you need to play in this golf tournament. You get 18 holes of golf and all kinds of fun. Like I said, you get to kind of hang out with all the other listeners. And like John and Lance are playing, we're going to be broadcasting live from there. So check it out. ESPN975.com has all the details. They're more than half full. So spots are going fast. ESPN975.com. Check it out. Sign up. We'll see you there. Bing. Nick, you're going to play, right? No, you're going to be.
No, probably not. Nobody wants to see me play. Top Golf, I'll do that. I won't.
Top Golf is a money making machine.
To my understanding, I think it might have been you who told me, but someone told me that that's like the number one alcohol sales spot in Houston.
I think that's right. Yeah. Yep. Because it's considered a bar, even though it's a
correct and like, a restaurant.
Like, can we make a rule?
Oh, here we go.
Can we?
Here we go, folks. Go ahead, Barry.
Why are you the one that's mad? I'm the one that has near Wallering in it.
Why am I mad? Well, one, because I tried to be courteous.
No, you got to take a fart lap.
Because because your rant went on for the entire break, and Nick was laughing his ass off in there because his door was open. I was like, is he still going on? He's like, I can't hear what he's saying, but yeah, he's still going.
You literally asked your pants and then just brought it in here.
I did not. I politely did it outside the studio with the door shut. I paused.
And walked
immediately
in. You know you got to do the walk it off. You got to give a fart lap around the building
one time. I gave you
a
standing 15 count.
No, that's not enough.
And then came back in. And then all of a sudden, before the break, it even got in 5 seconds. And you're like, damn, Joel!
Nick walked right through it, too. It's awful.
Nick was the best because he's like, I don't smell it.
Yeah, he did. He's like, what happened? Oh, God. And it's going down the hall. It's like the smoke monster from Lost. It's going down the hall. It's attacking people in the bullpen. Tyler's got his fan on trying to just blow fresh air on his face. And I was like, Jesus, it stinks so bad. Jose goes, I think it smells good. I was like, what?
Whoa.
He goes, what are we talking about?
Jose Partida.
I said, Joel farted. He goes, I thought we were talking about the food. I was like, no, you didn't.
No.
You fart sniffer, Jose. That's awful. You disgusting, disgusting man. Oh,
ever
Joel.
Since we've been doing this, and ever since you've been a kid, too, you don't want to be the polite guy that goes out of the room because, like, even at my house, I love the fact that Lisa's going to blame the dogs first, and then I'm going to sit there with a sheepish grin on my face.
You can't do that in a confined studio
right.
Like
so
this.
I didn't here. So I thought, well, this is going to take all the fun out of it. I'm going to be polite. I'm going to do it in the hallway. I'm going to wait to open the door.
That's amazing.
Then I come in and I get double the fun.
Well, you know, when you crap your pants and you're walking around with a load in there, it's not going to go away. I'm telling you.
I don't know if your nose is up my ass, but I did not crap my pants. My biggest thing was that I tried to be courteous,
I
crop dusted outside
in
the hallway.
I can tell you, my nose is not up your ass, but something is dead up there because that is awful. You got to give me a fart lap around the building one time. Like something. This is
based on this reaction?
This is terrible.
I don't have to give any lap.
I can't work like this. I just can't. What did you have? What did you eat? A baby?
You know that, like, I've been doing the whole...
Did you eat like a poop cake? What? It smells so bad.
You got the cup of oatmeal in the morning, and then you got the smoothie before I leave the house for the station. So,
oh, man.
It's all natural.
This whole segment is lost, but I didn't even want to do this segment. I just wanted to take a take 15 off. You know what?
It doesn't possibly still smell bad in there, though, right?
It does not.
Yeah, because he wallered in it for 5 minutes. I'm telling you, I can still smell it.
Barry's got the poopler radar on. He can tell you that there's still a tinge.
Here's the deal. You're going to have to bring air freshener if this is going to be a thing for the rest of our show life. You're just going to have to bring a spray. Just leave it under there. That's fine. Just crap your pants all you want, but at least give me a fighting chance where I can spray a little bit. Watch out. Oh, you're not going to eat now, are you, Nick? Oh, that's a huge mistake. Oh, God.
Looks like it'd Esme, be a huge you don't wanna,
Esme, I would run as far away from this studio as you can right now. Oh, God. She's confused.
You know what's fitting? What name? Don't look. What name, if you could pick one name of one suspect, of one listener, that would have called in as quickly as possible when you went on this rant, who would it be?
About you crapping your pants?
Mm-hmm. And the whole topic. Of all the suspects.
All the suspects.
Yep.
Well, OU Mike knows he's not allowed to call, and that would be
out.
The one.
He's excluded. Nah.
Paul. Was it Paul the one that did the wombat and all the
that was Paul.
The steak thing? Yeah, I would say Paul.
I thought you were going to get this.
Who?
Hi-oh!
Oh, Jerry.
Yeah, you know he wants to get in there.
Jerry, what's up, man?
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, that's literally Joel. That was literally Joel at the break.
I mean, Jerry, next time I'm just going to do that. The courteous got this reaction. Next time I'll just open the door and go, yeah, boy.
You should. Just walk in there and don't even try and hide it. Embrace your inner funk.
See? Someone called me a diva on the text line. Someone said Barry's the biggest diva in sports radio. Why? Because I don't want to sit in Joel's fart? That is not a diva, bro. That's the stupidest text that we've ever got. It's disgusting. I don't want to sit in that. Oh, man. I hope.
Ugh. Jerry, welcome to the show. What's up, Jerry? Today?
What's up? Joel's the guy that crop dusts you when he does a layup. And then, like, you run back and down the court a few times, and you're like, one of y'all people are nasty. And Joel's like,
yep.
He's the guy that, like, will bury a three-pointer in your face, and as he lands, he's like,
Yep. He is over here giggling about it. Yep.
Yep. Not going to lie about it.
Potty humor. But no, I got to tell you a real quick story. My mother-in-law, who's like the most conservative Christian, no potty humor, none of that stuff. For some reason, she just told me the story that, you know, we used to live in New York, and she's on the subway, and it was in the winter. It was freezing cold. And she said that she had so many layers on. She had like thermal underwear, you know, tight pants. She said that she on the platform, she farted, and then the train comes, and like 2 minutes later, she goes and sits down in one of the chairs, and I guess the bubble was trapped in there. She farted through her neck hole.
That is hilarious.
Can you imagine you like some old lady sits down next to you, she's like, out of her neck opening.
That's the subway version of the hot pocket that you do to your significant other in bed when the sheets are tucked in.
That is so funny, Jerry. Appreciate the call, bud. Yeah. Oh, God.
I called it a hot pocket. You call it something else.
That's not a hot pocket. You talking about
when you fart in the sheets and they're all tucked in, and then like your wife gets into bed or you roll over and
I forget the name. Why? If you wouldn't ask me, I'd have been able to tell you.
Okay.
Peak Valkyrie said my money was on Clarence calling first.
Okay. Guys, times I'm driving in the car by myself and I fart and it stinks and it's bad?
I do it and then I roll the windows up. Like, bro, what?
Somebody just called in. He was an Uber driver and he was listening to our program, and I guess he was giving a lady a ride home and she didn't like the discussion and gave him a 1-star. So it's all your fault, Barry Laminack.
It's my fault.
Yeah, you made a big deal of it.
You initiated the conversation, and therefore some poor Uber driver got a 1-star for your potty mouth.
It's my fault that Joel farted. It's my fault.
So, deal with it.
Reacted.
Just smell it and do the show.
I swear to God, as long as we are on air, every time I have to smell his fart, I'm going to call him out on it. Every time. I don't care. Every time. And then he's got that look like, man, you're going to embarrass me again. Well, then don't do it.
Well, now I'm going to do it all the time. Now I'm just not going to do it in the hallway.
Okay. The Uber driver was actually pretty cool about it. He's a listener, so it's all good.
That's funny, though.
But she gave him.
This is disgusting. Whatever,
that's
lady.
That's brutal. But he couldn't predict.
He couldn't predict that we were going to talk about that.
But he also, all the
basically, I would give her a one star.
Yeah. All she's got to do is just say, sir, could you just turn that off or change the station?
I mean, it's farting. It's what? Look, that's not.
It's why a natural is that such a big bodily deal? Function.
Why do people get so upset about that kind of topic? Like, what's the big deal? It's a natural thing. Mm-hmm. Everyone does it. Even ladies, don't act like you don't. Just because y'all hold them until you're
so
asleep.
So annoying. The females that say I've never fart, you're a liar.
Ladies, yes, y'all fart too. Y'all just don't like regular. I say ladies vampire fart. Like they don't come out during the daytime.
That's a good point.
But at night, they are active. Ladies, you are active in the bed, okay? All night, right? I'm telling you.
I'll say what's funny too is like when you have a kid. And the kid just, because the whole, just the surprise of when it happens, I'll go, Taylor, did you tootie? And she'll just start laughing. She goes, yeah, I did. And the other day, Boomer, our big lab retriever, sits next to her. She did it. We were laughing. And Boomer kind of stretched and goes, and she goes, Daddy, Boomer tooted. She got the biggest kick out of that. So
Dutch Oven, that was the name.
Oh, there you go.
By the way, people were direct banner and K to the A. Yeah, Dutch Oven, that's what it's called.
There you go.
Or Hot Popular.
But when you want to get away for moments like this, or maybe you got to travel, whether it be for business and or just maybe a family vacation, and you're looking to get out of town. Well, I've got an idea for you. Most people, when they're booking their travel and their air separately, along with their hotel, they have a lot of issues. They pay a lot of money. Well, you don't have to do that if you just take my advice, and it's very simple. You go to besthotelrates.com. All you do is go to besthotelrates.com, and you plug in all your information. Dates of destination, where you're going to, and simply after doing just those few steps, you are going to see that you're going to get a discounted rate for many of the hotels that you either stayed at in the past or considering staying at again, but you will pay a lot less than what you were going to pay or you have paid in the past. You save money. You book your hotels through besthotelrates.com, and it's really easy to remember because it's in the name, besthotelrates.com. They have made deals with over 600,000 hotels worldwide, and all the discounts that they get extended directly to you. Therefore, you don't have to go through those other sites and try to sit there and hem and haw and haggle and hope that they had, you know, an available room at the end of the night where you can get a discounted rate. These rates are up front. They're going to let you know that you're going to save money, and they're going to help you throughout the process. Their customer service is second to none. They'll back up your reservation. You stay safe, you stay secure, and they do all the research for you. It's besthotelrates.com. Start planning your next trip today. It's in the name, besthotelrates.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping up to 8 degrees cooler on the reinvented Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body and allows maximum airflow, so you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. This Memorial Day, save up to $700 on select adjustable mattress sets for deeper, cooler sleep. Find a retailer at Tempur-Pedic.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Rolling through hour number one, 3-hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. We always remind you, take us on the go everywhere and anywhere you may be in your business day or whatever your weekday has on the agenda.
We've learned that Barry is an inhumane individual.
Yeah.
Not only will you punch an old man in the face, now you're ruining people's livelihoods. Uber Mike got a one star because of you. How is he going to make money? How is he going to provide for his family? You ruined it by giving him a one star.
Hmm? Earbuds.
I'm going to tell Uber
Shout
Mike.
Shout out to Uber Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to.
A suspect.
Okay. Are you just going to let me talk or are you just going to. Oh, my God. Worst mistake we ever made was letting Nick talk on this show. Worst mistake ever. How do you have our show on when you know there are going to be customers or kids in the car? I'll never, like, why would you do that? If you know you're going to pick up some lady, and let's be real, she probably was snooty looking. She probably had on like a pantsuit and a briefcase and was like, take me to the Galleria, please. And then he was like, all right. And then here we're like, Joe crapped his pants. She's like, I will not stand for this. One, why would you even have us on when she got in the car? That's on you, Mike.
Thing.
That's on you and Joel. Joel for pooping his pants, nope. And that's on nope. you for nope. having us
you
on.
You for bringing it up. It's all on you for bringing it up.
All I did was sit here, okay? Nope. That's we've established. That, and I have no part in this crime. I just sat here.
Here's what you owe Mike. Uber Mike needs to come to the station.
I don't owe Mike a damn thing.
You need to request an nope. Uber and give him a 5-star.
No.
Even if it's just around the block.
No.
Barry's going to go around the block.
I mean, I'll do it for free, but I ain't paying for a trip around the block. In fact, you know what? Next time Joe has to fart, he can just get an Uber, go around the block, let it air out, and then come back, give Mike the 5 stars.
That's how we'll make it up. That way we could prevent all this.
That would take all the fun out of it.
Yeah, that's true.
That's awful.
As long as you keep it in there.
But here's the thing. For all that you just said about you shouldn't have us on when you're doing
this,
how many times have we had from... I just introduced my boss or someone that was in the car with me to the suspects for the first time. They loved it. Or so-and-so said, my mom's listening. Can we get a shout-out? Because she's never heard you guys before. And now she's like, so, again, it's different strokes for different folks. But a lot of people have had positives because
Francisco
of it.
Lets his kids listen. Pink Valkyrie lets her daughter listen. Like, yep. There's some people are mature adults and can understand that, you know, some of the discussions that we have, you know, we may talk about bodily functions, but it's just, it's human nature. Like
it's real life stuff.
Yeah. It's not like we're talking about, you know, weird things. I mean, we do. Okay. That was probably a bad
example.
But
those aren't things we did. Those are things that we read about.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
The majority of the text line is saying I've had a really tough day and I'm laughing my tail off now and everything like that. Yeah. So that's good.
Yeah. Hey Barry, quick question. Since Harvey, my lawn has had patches.
The minute you start with "Hey Barry, quick question," I know it's lawn talk.
Dude, do you think I send these texts?
You're right on. When he reads that particular text, it's always a certain way.
Yep. Yeah, otherwise...
Or it's the tone. It's maybe the tone.
Couple texts.
Is it my fault that they send the text? No. I'm just giving the people what they want.
It is your fault. Nobody wants long talk.
Couple texts here. Guys talking about Androids versus iPhones. Oh, wait. Here's one. Quick question,
yeah,
Barry.
All those sucked.
We know the long talk's coming when we hear... Quick question, Barry.
Yeah.
My fertilizer isn't doing what it needs to do.
I can't help it. This is what the people want. But the question was... It says, since Harvey, I've had patches that have not been able to grow back and are just piles of mud. What's the best way to fill in the patches? Well, if you have St. Augustine, you got to go get
sod because you can't get seed.
If you have Bermuda, you can get seed. But either way, your best bet would probably be dig it up, put some 50-50 mix, either reseed or just let it grow back on its own.
I'm going to pull a berry here.
Okay.
Is it Bermuda or Bermuda?
It's both.
Okay.
You can say both. People know what you're talking about. But it really just depends on the grass that you have. And you might have a leak or something under there. That's why it's always muddy.
I got St. Augustine, so I found out the hard way. You got to get sod, not seed.
Oh, yep. Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm. Put some 50-50 mix down before you put it. You'll be happy you did. Somebody said, I absolutely love your show, and I'm a transportation driver, and I always have your show on, and my clients just have to deal with it. See, that's what I'm talking about.
Fantastic.
Adulting. That's what you're doing. You're an adult, and the people that are riding with you are adults, and they know how to deal with it.
And
so,
if you fart in the car, you won't feel bad either.
Oh, my God.
It's just you're going to feel bad if you don't roll the windows down.
Youngblood said, this is my favorite non-sports show.
There you go.
That's a good way to describe us. We got a little basketball in early on. Like, we're doing...
We adapt. If it's a heavy sports day, we go and talk about what's current. And
I mean, no one wants to talk about the Bucks.
I do, but...
Bucks suck.
Somebody said Barry's revenge for Joel farts. Lawn talk. That's probably... Yeah.
That's more than
we go from poop to manure. Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Do lawn talk in the hallway. And then if I bitch and scream and moan, then you can do it on the air.
I'll make you a deal.
Nope.
Okay.
No deal. Deal or no deal? No deal. I'm going to press my luck.
Did you see that tweet from Lenny? It's your underwear.
I told you this before.
Did you see this tweet from Lenny? It's just a pair of underwear with a stain in them. That's definitely Joel today. Had to see you naked, and then I had to smell you. Bro, this is the worst day
ever. Funniest thing I've ever seen was a guy I used to work with we had a golf outing the day after he had a bender,
mm-hmm.
and he is at the course with like the really bright shirt and the white shorts and the whole deal.
Oh no!
And on a par three, he bends over to put the tee in the ground and does the, and everybody starts laughing. And then he turns around and we're like, bro, you better go to the pro shop.
What?
And he's like, what are you talking about? Those white shorts had exactly that line straight down the middle. We're like, yeah, you frapped.
Oh, no.
Yep. Right down the... Yep. So he had to go in the pro shop, buy himself a new pair of shorts, and then had to be free-thinging the rest of the...
You can say free-balling.
Can you?
Yeah, you can say free-balling. Sure.
I'm the one that's tentatively not going to do it, and he's the one that's going to let it fly first and take the consequences later.
Sorry, you're a little hesitant.
I don't.
I understand. Yeah. I understand.
So he didn't have to buy balls, but he didn't have any underwear, and he had new shorts on.
Did you watch the Astros?
I did.
Yeah?
Yeah, and again, I mean, it's fun, and like you said, it's just hard. There's not a whole lot to talk about because it's all great.
I mean, if you want to nitpick, Verlander gave up another home run.
Yep.
Okay, and it was the one run he gave up. And big deal. And they won 5-1, and they're just rolling, dude.
I mean, here's the thing.
Absolutely rolling. Going to be a good test, though, this next series with the Red Sox.
Yeah, and because of the fact that they're gonna miss Verlander, too.
Yep.
You're going to get Cole, and then, you know, and in the back half of the rotation to see how they stack up against a Red Sox team that's scratching and clawing, trying to get back in it. So it should be a fun series to watch. And we were crunching the numbers over on the Sports Map side today again because we started chuckling about Granato. Bringing up the fact that ESPN and some of these different stat services are starting to compare the numbers of this year's team with the 27 Yankees. But when you look at it, the top four teams in the history of baseball in terms of their percentage plus over the major league average in all statistical offensive categories, it's the currently after one quarter of the season, it's the 2019 Astros, then the 27 Yankees, the 30 Yankees, and the 2017 Astros. So the good news is you're talking about the same players being involved in both of the runs. But, of course, it's so early in the season, but it's fun
to
look at.
You say plus categories. You're talking about home runs, runs scored, RBIs, and all that. Yeah,
and I can give you the actual graphic.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah. Oh, so y'all had there was a graphic somebody posted?
Yeah, ESPN put a graphic on it. I forget the service.
I thought y'all were breaking it down.
No, so we were talking about it. Oh, okay. Yeah, and we're going to do a video for it, break it down for Sports Map. But, yeah, it was, I mean, that's what's fun. For all the things that you know, because, as I said, Astros fans, are you frustrated? You got nothing to bitch about.
Nope.
They're playing great. But the fun part of it is you can start comparing to some of these teams, at least for now, because of the way they're playing.
Yep.
So, all right, one in the books. 2 hours still to go. Coming back with the second hour of the show, it's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.